The coronavirus has resulted in many losing their jobs, some forever. This is especially true for those over the age of 55, for whom it generally takes longer to find another position. We talked with Susan Weinstock, a financial specialist with AARP, about the impact of the pandemic.
We know that the unemployment rate for the 55 and older population has increased, has more than doubled since February of 2020. Pre-pandemic, it went from 2.6% to 6%. For women, it also more than doubled from 2.4% to 6.1%. And the last jobs report we got in December, actually, women were the most impacted of any sector demographic in the country. So it's been a really tough impact on all across the age spectrum, but 55-plus have really borne a tough share of it.
What kind of special issues do women face, and particularly since they have, generally speaking, a longer life expectancy?
Longer life expectancy and the healthcare costs that go with it. And they are more impacted by the pandemic because a lot of the jobs that have been lost have been jobs that are in industries that are dominated by women, hospitality, restaurants, retail, education, things like that. So it's been a really tough time for women. So black women have, their unemployment rate has almost tripled since the pandemic began. They're now at 8.5% unemployment. So it's really been tough on women. And obviously they've had to do caregiving either for older family members or for their children, for child care, for the schools are closed. So it's been a double whammy for women in particular.
So what kinds of things could people be doing to try to improve their prospects?
Well, there's lots of things they can do. And I recommend if you are unemployed right now, this would be a great time to go to your local community college website and see if there's a job that you could, a course that you could take. Could you get a certification of some sort? And that's something that you could put on your resume to show that you are continuing to take on new skills, to learn new things, that you are a lifelong learner. Very important. Networking is the other thing I would say is really important. You need to network, let people know you're out there, that you're looking for that job. They may not be hiring now, but hopefully in 6 months they will be hiring. Once they start hiring again, if you've been networking, you're the name that they're gonna think of and say, oh, what about that person that we talked to during the pandemic? They seemed really good. So get that resume up to speed. Fix up that LinkedIn profile. Make sure it's really top-notch. The more you fill in that LinkedIn profile, the higher you're going to come up in search results. All of those things are really important, but use that LinkedIn and other social media to network during these times. That's a great way to try to get yourself out there.
So what kind of impact does it have on seniors when it takes so much longer to find a job than, say, younger people?
Right, well, right now, for the 55 and older, the long-term unemployment rate is 45.5%. So almost half of those who are over 55 and older have been unemployed for 6 months or longer. So that can be devastating. We know from our research that we did after the Great Recession that older workers take double the time to find a new job than younger workers, and they often don't make the salary that they made pre-unemployment. So those two impacts can be devastating for someone's financial security going forward, especially when you have less time to save for retirement, and then it impacts, obviously, your retirement ability.
Susan Weinstock, a financial specialist with AARP on the impact of the pandemic on seniors. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.